views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intentional Living with Deborah Diane. We're here to show you how easy it can be to create your life intentionally by releasing limiting beliefs and repatterning your experience to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. We're here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, helping you to consciously create your best life. Welcome to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane, joining you from Mount Shasta, California. We also have my co-host Gwen connecting in from Sedona, Arizona.
Hello, everyone. So good to be here.
It's great to have you here with us, Gwen. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about subconscious limitations to healthy, loving relationships. And we're going to take some live calls a little bit later and do some conscious repatterning right here on the show. So if you'd like to be part of our show today and you want to make some positive change in your life, get ready. We're going to be opening up the phone lines in just a few minutes. But first, I'd like to also introduce our producer, Mark. How are you today, Mark?
I'm doing great, Deborah. So glad to be here as always. And I do have a question. Can I start it off here with you had an incredibly difficult journey, I know, and it's hard for me to imagine going through many of the things that you've gone through personally. But here's my question. How would you finish this sentence? If I only knew then what I know now, this is what I would change.
Good one. Well, Mark, Gwen and I have come up with a nickname for you, and we haven't even told you. This is the first time he's going to hear
this. It's a surprise.
This. You're going to bust it out
it's
right here on the show.
Right here on the show.
I am.
All right.
I am. So I just want to give a little bit of background about Mark. He was so excited when we realized that we were going to be doing the show. He sent me a short email with some questions that he wanted to ask on the show. A short email of 155 questions.
155.
And he called it a short email. 155 questions.
Wow.
I didn't even read the email. I didn't read it. I was like, okay, that's the short list?
Yes.
So Gwen and I were talking, about this, and we decided we are naming you. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Give me my name.
Drum roll, please. Mm-hmm.
We are naming you Question Mark.
How do you like him, Mark?
All right. I thought you guys like Question Man or something like that, but Question Mark, nah, it's good.
Question Mark. And I have told Mark that I am opening, I am giving him the floor whenever he feels guided to ask me one of his 155 questions, which I'm sure by this time, a month later, it's grown to about 5,000 or something like that. But this is Mark's gift. He is a curious, inquisitive Gemini.
Yes.
And he is this all the time, not just on the show. So, okay, I'll answer your question. So if I knew then what I know now, I don't think I would change anything, actually. I am so incredibly grateful for where I am in my life now. I don't think I would change a single thing from my experience. I know it's been difficult at times, and you're definitely right about that. But all in all, it's been amazing, and I don't think I would be who I am today without – well, I know I wouldn't. I wouldn't be who I am today without all the experiences that I've had. And I am so much happier, and my life is so much easier than it has ever been in my life, and for – the first time in my life, I can say that I truly love myself. And even more importantly, I love my work. Doing
yes,
my work
does.
Brings so much joy to me. I do all the time. When I'm not working with someone else, I'm working on myself. I'm calling my friends going, do some conscious repatterning with me. And I literally hours of the day. So I don't think I would change anything about what happened with me. But what I would change is how miserable I allowed myself to be. Because I was definitely miserable for at least a good decade of my life, more than that, probably closer to 20 years. And there were times when I was so unhappy. But what I found out is that, and I learned this in Hawaii when I was in Hawaii doing my little homeless journey, that if I could find something to be grateful for, that my circumstances would shift almost immediately, literally almost immediately. And what I learned is that even if it was the smallest little thing that, you know, I could find to be grateful for, I began to create from a space of gratitude instead of misery. And things shifted really quickly.
So you're talking about when you were homeless, and that brings up, I'm curious, when you were homeless and during that time in your life, what were you grateful for?
Well, some of the things were that I always had healthy food available to eat. I didn't have my own home, but I always had a place to go. I always had a friend who was willing to lend me a sofa when the weather was too intense for me to be outside in the tent. I was always safe and dry through the whole experience, which is quite a task when you live outside in the rainforest on Kauai. And if anybody's joining me for the first time today and they are not familiar with my story, we talked about that in last week's show. And I also have a video on my website where you can hear a little detailed account of where I've been and how I got to where I am right now. And it explains a little bit about my homeless journey, which I no longer am. But I learned to be grateful for the simple things because I was surrounded by people that didn't have some of these basic things.
I love your take on gratitude. That's just cool. And I do have one other thing. I was just thinking, question mark. We're still waiting for you to answer Gwen's question from last week's show. Yes, it was one of my favorite stories you were telling, and we never got to the end of it. So when did you start doing this work professionally?
I knew you were going to get me with that one. So, like I mentioned last week, I never planned on doing this professionally. At least consciously, I didn't. And I had been in Hawaii for about 6 years at the time when I had been doing this work, conscious repatterning, for several years, but I had been working mainly on myself, and the people around me started noticing how much better I was doing and striking up conversation about it. That's when I started working with others, but it was mainly for free. Sometimes I'd get a massage out of it for trade, which was great, but mainly I just wanted to help people, and so I offered up sessions to anybody who was willing to work with me and to let me help them. So 6 years into it, I was so ready to leave Hawaii. I just could not do the homeless thing anymore. I had recovered my brain function, which was what catalyzed my homeless journey, and by then I just figured it was time. It was time to put a roof over my head. So I decided to go back to the mainland, is what I'm talking about, which is where I am now. However, finding your way back into society from being homeless is not always easy. Mm-hmm. I wanted to move back, but I had changed so much that I had lost connections with everybody in my old life. And so the question was, where do you go? I knew that living in a tent was not nearly as easy on the mainland as it was in Hawaii, and I didn't even have a car. So my idea was, and no money, by the way, none. My idea was to post it on Facebook, and the first place I was invited to was where I would go. And by this time, I had been living my life like this for several years, just fully surrendered, asking for guidance, doing whatever guidance came to me. And it had worked out so well for me that I really trusted it. So I tried it. My post on Facebook said, I'm going mainland. I wonder where I'll go. And I had set the intention. The first place that I get invited to, that's where I'm going. So within 4 minutes of posting this, I got an invite from someone that I had met in passing. And I had done a session with her, and she asked me to call her. And when I did, she said that her town needed me and that I could stay with her for free for as long as I needed to, and I could use her car. So that answered all of my logistical questions. So a friend of mine gave me some money for a plane ticket, and I went. And the post is still there, by the way, January 2010.
I'm going to look it up.
Me too.
I've been far. So even though I didn't really know what I was going to do for a living, I figured that I could always go back to waiting tables if I needed to. But when I got there, she arranged several private sessions for me, and I was able to save up enough money to move to Ashland and to sublet a furnished place for a few months. And since I didn't know anyone in Ashland, I figured that this is where my waitress position was going to take over. I think we're coming up on a break here. I think I should like leave it at that, and we'll finish in a minute.
How am I doing with answering? You're doing a great job with answering the question. I don't want to take us away too much from the content of the show here, so we'll pick that up maybe after the break. So anyway, let's take a short break right now. And when we do come back, we'll talk a little more about our topic. We'll finish this story and then get into some talk about subconscious limitations to healthy, loving relationships, which is our topic today. And then we're going to open up the phone lines, take some live calls, which is my favorite part of the show. We're also going to be giving away some free passes to the live clearing calls. So if you'd like to do some conscious repatterning with us, you can call 800-930-2819. And you can also find that number on the radio website at transformationtalkradio.com, where you can send us your questions with the instant feedback option right there on the homepage. Once again, the number to call, 800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time to start.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought, and action who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 Play Dates with the Ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
Welcome back. This is Deborah Diane. You're listening to Intentional Living. We're talking today about creating your best life by releasing limiting beliefs and subconscious sabotaging patterns, anything that may be preventing you from healthy, loving relationships, and aligning with your conscious intentions rather than your subconscious ones. We've already got some calls holding, but I've got to finish the story from question mark first.
Yes.
Just a minute. Where was I? Are we ready? Are you ready to just pick up right here?
Let's do it.
I feel like we're ready. Okay. So I had moved to Ashland. I'd just gotten to Ashland. I didn't know anybody. And I was thinking I was going to find a waitress job. I had actually went and applied for a couple of them already. But before I could find a job, I heard the message, You're ready to do your work. Make a flyer, put your picture on, and post it at the co-op. You can host your first group clearing this Sunday. Now, I just want to be clear. This did not come from me, and it totally took me by surprise. It was a voice as clear as could be that said it was Archangel Michael. And suddenly, Sunday was just 2 days away. So I was just completely in shock still at the information that had just come through. I was like, so what's my work? I don't even know what's coming. But I asked, I actually asked the question, well, is anyone coming? And Archangel Michael said, yes, and it'll be full. So I spent all day that day, which was Friday, figuring out how to make a flyer. I posted it the next day at the co-op, and every seat in my house was filled by Sunday.
I love this story. That's the part I love right there. I can't believe that's so cool.
So there were so many requests for more circles. I mean, it was an instant hit that I started facilitating 3 per week. They got bigger and bigger every week. And I was renting out the biggest meeting room in Ashland within just a few weeks. And I did this. I worked in Ashland for about 3 months until I was able to buy a car. And then I moved to Sedona, where I met you, Gwen.
Yes, lucky us. And the circles were just as popular here in Sedona for many, 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 many months.
I was in Sedona for about 4 months. But that's the way that it's been. I wasn't planning on doing this professionally. I was just doing it for fun. Everybody I worked for, it was just for fun. But it spread so quickly by word of mouth. Just 2 months into it, while I was still back in Ashland, I had already worked with at least one person from every single continent.
Yeah, well, that's like worldwide in what, 2 months? And that's inspirational to me.
Yeah, well, thank you. So, should we talk about subconscious limitations to healthy, loving relationships? Should we do a little bit of that?
Yes, absolutely. That's a very necessary topic.
We already have a caller. Should we take a caller real quick first before we get to that?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's go to the phone lines. Teresa is calling in from Michigan. What can we help you with today, Teresa?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I don't normally do this, but I felt guided to call you, Deborah. I have 2 daughters. Their dad died in 2008, and my oldest daughter has cut us off, meaning me and her sister. So I was listening to your program, or you were on it as a guest last week on the radio, and I thought, you know, I need to call you because I would really like to reconnect with her, but she's not talking to me at this point.
Yeah. You were ready. We got you right up on the instant queue immediately. So, well, let me check in. So we can definitely clear with both of your daughters. I'm feeling like you have some resentment towards the one that has cut you off. Are you familiar with that? Like, does that make sense to you?
I don't understand her anger towards me. I kind of understand it, but at the same time, it bothers me that she's so disconnected from me.
Okay. Well, one thing I want to say about the anger is that's hers. You don't have to take this on as your own. If she's not experiencing anger towards you, what I have seen, it is inside of her, and she is going to let it out in whatever avenue is easiest for her to let it out. So if that's coming directed to you, it's still hers. It's her process to go through. Are you ready to release that resentment? And if you say yes, then I can just go ahead and clear some energy around it and make it really easy for you.
Okay, good.
Because this is what was pushing her away right now. And then we're going to clear whatever else in your relationship can be cleared. And we don't have to talk about the rest of it, but we're going to go ahead and clear the relationship with both of your daughters at the same time. Okay.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Okay. Great. Thank you. So give me just a second. I can definitely feel a lot clearing, whether you can feel it or not, Teresa. Or I'm curious, can you feel it?
I'm releasing it. I do feel calmer at this point.
Okay. Well, we're about halfway peace so far, and I'm feeling a lot of energy moving. So we're going to be done here in just a second. So you're probably feeling it just like lifting more and more, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So this is either going to bring an instant change in your relationship, or it's just going to change how you feel about it, whatever way is meant for you. And then when she's ready, she'll come to you. I'm just checking in with that before I say it. I get that she will come to you. So give her a chance to integrate what we're doing. We're not actually doing any work on her or for her. What we're doing is clearing the energy that is stuck between you and that is keeping you. And
great.
I said, a lot of it is from your resentment, but you're releasing that really easily right now. And I just need to take just a second in silence for just a second. Just give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, good. While I was bringing completion. Okay, great. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, and I'm wondering about her relationship with her sister. Is that going to improve, too? Because Kelly feels the anger, or, you know, she feels like her sister is throwing a lot of anger towards her, and she told her, you can be angry with me if you need to, but I'll always be your sister. She really wants to connect with her, too.
We can't work with her right now. She would have to call in or maybe work with me. But I felt a lot of energy move. I think that's going to accomplish what you were wanting to. So thank you so much for calling in, Teresa.
Yes, thank you too, Deborah. I appreciate
it. All right, have a great day. Thanks for listening. Okay, so let's start talking about some of these blocks. One of the biggest blocks that I have come across is unhealthy attachments. Resentment's a big one, too. Teresa brought up a big one. But really unhealthy attachments, whether it be attachments to parental dysfunction, attachments to relationship, or attachments to unhealthy patterns. For example, an attachment to parental dysfunction would be a pattern established by one or both of your parents that you are perpetuating in your experience in your own relationships. And I think that this is so important for us to realize that we are under no obligation to carry on these patterns.
Yes. Wow. That's really freeing. Hey, Deborah, I have a question around that. Is that why we attract partners that are so much like our mothers and fathers? I mean, I know I've done that myself.
Exactly. I have to admit, I have too. It's kind of something. What we're doing is we're trying to work out our parental relationships with our intimate partners because, you know, there comes a time where you leave home and that's not your primary relationship anymore. But really what we have to do is to just make a new choice and let go of the pattern. It's a different way than most of us are doing. But once we do that, then we find that they're not replaying themselves out in our own intimate relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also attachment to relationship in general, which can be either your attachment to having a relationship, whether it's the right time for you or not. So many people do this. Or an attachment to a specific relationship, like I want that one, whether it's serving you or not. But here's my question. How do you call in the right relationship when you are deeply entangled in one that's not right for you?
Ooh, well, that's not easy, that's for sure.
It definitely makes things complicated, mm-hmm. Yes. You can even be in the right relationship, actually, but if you're attached to the unhealthy patterns, it's never going to feel right to you.
So how can we shift that? Tell me, please.
You know how I work, Gwen, and what I would do is just to start affirming that all unhealthy attachments are lifted and dissolved and no longer have an effect on your intimate relationships. And that's how I do everything, actually. So much is catalyzed by our intentions, whether it happens instantly or not. If you're truly wanting to be done with these dynamics, things will begin to shift in your life and you will attract the circumstances, people, or awarenesses that can help you to release these patterns. You just have to trust.
Oh boy.
So that's a big one. So mm-hmm. The next one I want to talk is the fear of being rejected. So many times these come from our childhood when someone said or did something that made you feel unloved. What I want to know is, why are we allowing experiences from 30, 40, or 50 years ago to determine our love life?
Mm-hmm. So is that because we don't remember those experiences?
Well, it's not necessarily. Whether we remember them or not, they have most likely been rooted into our subconscious, and 95% on average of our experience is created by our subconscious.
Wow. Well, how can we release what we don't know is there?
Well, that's be helpful to work with someone that can help you to identify those in underlying patterns.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I've done a lot of clearing by myself, but I definitely love working with you because you get all that hidden junk in me. You reveal it basically. I'm just amazed at how you just pinpoint with laser focus and pluck right out like the belief system or the underlying pattern that's kind of blocking me in one way or another.
And I've several intuitives too that can help me to see what I can't see for myself. But we have got to take another break right now. When we come back, we are going to take another call. And if you'd like to do some conscious repatterning with us, call 800-930-2819. If you have a question and can't call in right now, remember the instant feedback option on the homepage at Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift. Our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time.
Welcome back. You're listening to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane. We are talking today about subconscious limitations to healthy, loving relationships. And right before the break, we were talking about how other people can help us to identify some of the blocks that we have that we may not be able to see for ourselves.
Yes, and I have a question around that too, if I can, Deborah, which is, is it true that you can't see these things for yourself, or just that it's more difficult, which is why we go to other intuitives?
Well, we can certainly find them for ourselves if we put some energy into it, but it takes focus, it takes deep listening, and dedicated practice. At least for me, it did. I don't know if that's the way it is for everybody, but I would say for most people. So things like prayer, meditation, breath work, there's a lot of different ways you can tune in to your own subconscious, but you have to ask, and you have to be willing to see the truth about yourself and to receive the answer.
Yes. Mm. That's big. Well, and how about for you personally? Like, it's sort of surprised me when you said that you work with intuitives. I mean, you have this powerful gift and this spot on intuition, and can you just turn it in on yourself? You know what I mean?
Well, I can, and I do. But sometimes it's just easier for me to work with someone else so that I don't have to dig through all of my resistance. resistance is big. I definitely work with my resistance, but, you know, there are reasons that we bury things into our subconscious, and sometimes it's easier for other people to see what's going on with me, much easier than I can see it myself. So did that answer your question?
Absolutely. Yes, that's perfect. That's what I was looking for. Thank you.
Good. So back to relationships. When you shift your perceptions to acknowledging the gifts in your relationship, whether they lasted, you know, till death do you part or not, you can appreciate what you received from that relationship and how you grew rather than what you didn't get from it. And this is so important. Recognizing the gift in every experience brings you to a place of gratitude, we were talking about earlier, so that you will attract more to be grateful for.
Well, Deborah, honestly, sometimes that can be challenging. I mean, I know I've come out of a relationship and it has taken me quite a while to be able to appreciate the lessons learned or the experience.
Well, yeah. Sometimes it takes a little bit, but it is so important, and we all have. I'm going to emphasize that we all have so much to be grateful for, and sometimes we just forget to acknowledge it. If nothing else, you could be grateful for the food on your plate, the roof over your head, or even the air that you breathe will make it really easy for you. Just being grateful for the air that you breathe. I spent years without a roof over my head, and I didn't know where I was going to get my next meal at times. So I don't take these things for granted anymore. And this is a huge gift from my experience. I have so much more to be grateful for now than I ever have had in my entire life. And it is because I started appreciating the little things and coming from a place of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
So here's another good one. Fear of being alone.
Ooh.
Where does this I have done over 1,000 sessions, and what I see a lot of times is that it comes from early childhood when our parents were not there for us, whether it be a few minutes when we couldn't find them in the grocery store, when they didn't come running right when we woke up in our crib, or when they really just weren't there for us. The fear of being alone can create so much codependency that will either create unhealthy patterns or can even drive a relationship away, even if it was, could have been a great one, or was a good one. But so when we try to get something from someone that our parents didn't give us, it puts so much responsibility on our loved ones. The fear of being alone is huge.
Wow, I'm almost speechless at how huge that topic is. I mean, I feel the fear of being alone is just such an unconscious motivator for so many people, and really in so many ways. I mean, for example, people getting out of a relationship and then just jumping right into the next one without taking time to be with themselves and their healing process.
Yes, jumping into another relationship before we've fully released the last one and before we have integrated the gifts of the experience and everything that we learned will most likely cause you to perpetuate the patterns.
Yeah, and your work, Deborah, is a lot about releasing limiting beliefs. So I'm wondering, like, how does our belief systems like fit into all of this?
Well, so many people that I have worked with have subconscious beliefs such as I'm not good enough for love, I'm not worthy for love, true love doesn't really exist, or even some things like this one is huge. If my parents couldn't be happy, I can't be happy either. Like for some reason, our deservingness comes from what our parents experience in their own life, which is not true. But when we release these beliefs, systems and replace them with beliefs like the possibilities for love in my life are unlimited. I have everything I need inside of me and I trust that true love is available to me and then I can't miss it. Then our relationship experience starts to change and sometimes dramatically. So shifting from fear-based beliefs and allowing the courage to surrender completely will make all the difference in the world.
Yes, there's that word surrender that jumps out at me every time you say that, and it just rings in my head because I am so used to relying on my brain. You know, that's the way I've operated my whole life. And when things get tough or things get challenging, I go to my logic and I trust that. That's what I've always leaned on. So when I think about surrender, and sort of releasing that my hands off the steering wheel, I feel fear coming up for me strongly. So how do you trust, or how do you get to a place of trust that surrender is the most effective way to navigate?
Well, I think we could do an entire show on just surrender.
Yes.
Another But to answer your question, we don't get rid of the logical process completely, you know, like I did.
True.
Probably not the easiest way to go. But integrating our logical process into our decision making without allowing it to take over is very helpful. But I do have to admit, although extreme, another huge gift in my experience was the brain damage, because I was the same way, Mark, very intellectual, very logical, and I relied on those processes for everything. And when I got brain damage, I could no longer do that. So I had to switch to my intuitive functioning. And I don't think I'd be doing this work today if my logical process was still in control. So a lot of it is experiential, but you can start by listening to your intuition. And if you don't know how to do that yet, because it is an art form and it does need to be developed for many people, next week we are going to be talking about opening up to your intuition, and I'm going to explain how I did it, which is something that anyone can put into practice immediately.
I love it.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, Mark?
I love it. I think that's the exact thing. The surrender and intuition and trust are these three words that always pop into my mind as things that I want us to explore and see how they fit together and how it can actually generate. There's this possibility that I see in that I still am struggling with how to get there. And I'm hoping that, you know, we can address that on the show. That sounds wonderful to me.
And you see the way that I live my life, fully surrendered.
I've never seen anything like that in my life. See, that's it. That's one of the things that's so rare in our culture, I think, is that there's no model. There's no one models surrender. You know, we hear of people, but they're like folklore, you know, like Mother Teresa or somebody. So they're huge, these characterizations almost. And like, you know, where do you see it in moment to moment in life? Very rarely.
Deborah Diane.
Yes. That's me. Oh,
do you have
What's the question? Yes, yes. This is something that I learned because I had to when I realized that I couldn't take care of myself anymore. I couldn't do it. And I surrendered. I got on my knees. I literally got on my knees and I was like, I need help. And I'm going to do whatever I'm asked. And I have lived my life by that. And you both have seen it. So many people talk to me about that is when you get the guidance to do something, you just do it and you don't ask any questions. And I love it that way because I don't have to think too much. And my life flows. It's been great. So I just want to say thank you. We do have a caller that's been holding very patiently for us to get to all this. And we will get to you. We're going to be getting to you in just a few minutes. We have a break coming
Absolutely.
Up here now. But
And before we take that break, Deborah, I want to make sure everybody knows how to get in on the live clearing calls. All you have to do is go to the website, which is consciousrepatterning.com, and click on the register tab. We're there every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time, and would love for you to join us. We're going to take another short break. Stay with us. We're going to be right back and take some calls.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
It's time to start living. It's time for...
Welcome back. We've been talking about conscious repatterning. This is Deborah Diane. And conscious repatterning is creating your life intentionally by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns and aligning with your conscious intentions. So we had a caller on the line. We lost our caller. If you're out there and you're still listening, call us back because I want to talk to you. I know we left you on hold for quite a while, but I'm very interested what's going on with you. And so we've been talking today about releasing subconscious limitations to healthy, loving relationships. Kaja is back on the line. Wow, just like magic. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to Kaja. What can we help you with today?
Hi, Deborah. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I was listening to you talk about a couple of things, how miserable you allowed yourself to be, and mm-hmm. about finding your way back after being homeless and getting back into culture. The last 10 years of my life have been really challenging. I lived in another culture for a very long time, for 15 years, and came back to the States, and it was a huge transition. And when I came back, I was essentially homeless, no job, no car, no place to live, and I also had my 4-year-old daughter with me. So the last 10 years have been mostly about survival. Now, having said that, I've also made a number of really rich, beautiful, lasting friendships, and there's been a lot of good as well. Recently, in the last few years, it's come full circle to a lot of death. Both of my parents have died, and other family members, and that's bringing up a lot of grief and homelessness issues for me. Also, I'm in a relationship with Hugo, who is a fantastic, loving, beautiful man, and I think that we're basically good together and on track. However, I often am miserable inside my own head, and I'm thinking that, you know, the grief and maybe some subconscious patterns are taking hold, and I find myself thinking, why am I sad? Why am I reacting this way to small things that are not big issues?
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely sense depression with you, and I just want to let you know, I was severely depressed for over a decade of my life, severely depressed. And when I moved to Hawaii, I just had to force myself to find something to be grateful for, like I said, but it wasn't easy. It definitely wasn't easy. So that's a good place for you to start. We can do some clearing for your depression too. Let's do, do you want to do some clearing right now?
Yes,
I think
great.
There's a lot of stuff involved, and this isn't quite the same as a relationship clearing. So I just want to start off with just a little affirmation that we're only going to make those changes that are serving everyone involved and serving you, of course, and the greater good in the highest and best way. And that all changes that are made for you today are with, through, of, and under only pure divine love and light. And that you are able to receive maximum benefit from what we do in the safest, easiest, most graceful, most comfortable, most loving way possible. And I'm getting a big worthiness block with you. Let's bring in some worthiness. Let's let that be our first clearing, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. So while that's going, I also want to do a clearing on depression. I don't feel like this is going to be everything that you've got to do. Like I explained last week in last week's show, the first time that I ever did a clearing like this with someone that was also very depressed, hadn't got out of bed in months, and she immediately jumped out of bed and went and found a job the very next day. I don't think that it's going to be the same with you. Everybody's a little bit different. I think there's some more that you've got to do consciously. But we're going to make all of that, just bring it to your awareness so that you know exactly what to do. We're going to align you with pure divine love and light and your highest and best good. Let's start with that first. Does that sound good to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you. And yeah, it does feel really good between you and Hugo. I'm not getting that there's anything there that we can clear with the relationship. You can clear with your daughter. You have quite a bit of resentment towards your daughter for, I think it's making life more difficult for you. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay. I'm still getting strong. Gwen, what? How do you feel about that? Do you agree?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay, good. So obviously it's very subconscious. This is why, another reason Gwen is here, very gifted, intuitive, and she can back things up sometimes. And she's not required to agree with me, but she does. So let's clear between you and your daughter. And even though you're not aware of it, can we release the resentment?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Oh, that one's huge. That's huge. I just felt a huge rush of energy there. Mm-hmm. That is something that was contributing to depression with you also.
Okay.
And I get that that's all that we need to do for you right now. I do just want to do another, just a general clearing of whatever beliefs, patterns, or energy can be released for you that are no longer serving you. Can we just do like a blanket clearing on that? And then we don't have to talk about everything. Okay, good. Yeah, this one's huge. All right, thank you. And there comes the surrender again. And Kaja, you're doing an excellent job of surrendering with that. And I found this is what we need to do when we're at a place of surrender, and you are, Kaja, I get that very strong, that you can just ask for whatever needs to be cleared for me. And if you believe that it's possible and you believe that you're worthy of it, then we can just do so much, just very simple like that. So good. You're almost
excellent.
Done. I'm
That's
feeling
beautiful.
The energy. How are you feeling?
Lighter.
Good.
Lighter and
freer. It's not quite good. It's not quite complete yet. I'm filling in the spaces with my words because that's what they ask me to do on radio.
Okay. Yes.
But I still feel. So we're not done with you. I still feel a lot of energy moving through, and I feel like you have something to say, Gwen. Do you have something to contribute here?
I guess I just was feeling really impressed and touched. Really, really touched by Kaja's willingness. I'm really feeling her heart and just really standing in the changes that she's experiencing right now just by opening up to this possibility.
Yes, that took a lot of courage for you to call in and share your story with us. And I get that everything's all cleared and you are integrating very nicely. It's going to take a little while to integrate everything we did, but it was huge for you. And I know you said you can already feel some of it right now. You're going to be feeling more at the rates. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So expect the best. And it feels very clear between you and your daughter. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us today.
Thank you, Deborah, and thank you, Gwen.
Thank you.
Good day.
That's awesome. Deborah, can I ask you a question? There's something that comes up when you have conversations like this, and I hear you doing your work. And it's like earlier in the show, you had mentioned that you had heard like a voice. And is that how you always receive messages? Is it like a voice in your head, or how does that work for you?
Oh, no, that hadn't happened very many times at all. I have received them personally in ways. I am not like these other intuitives that say they've been like this since they were 6 months, or they had a near-death experience when they were 6 years old, and they've been receiving like very clear messages since then. That wasn't it. Mine was much more of a conscious process. It was an asking to be guided, and we're definitely going to go into this because this is a whole show next week talking about how you can do some of this. But the messages have come into me loud and clear as another voice, as if somebody was standing in the room right next to me and nobody was there. That's happened a couple times. A couple times that it's come in as it's kind of like a thought in my head, but different. Like there was definitely a different vibration to it. It sounded different. It was like a different tone of the voice, and it came from a different place than where my thoughts come from. Like I could focus on where I felt the thought originating in my brain. And you know, I probably most people are the same. Comes from the front left. I don't know anything about this, I don't know about the details around that. I haven't studied the brain, but that's where I feel it. Just receiving pictures, images, people talking to us, telling us things. Like when you hear somebody say something that you just heard a few minutes ago from someone else, or not a few minutes ago, a few days ago, a few weeks ago, whatever it was. There's lots of different ways to receive communication. And I get that you're very intuitive, Mark. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I feel like I'm an intuitive in training. But that's a nice. I want to enhance it, and I'm always fascinated by how you operate and get that messaging, and know when it's just your mind, you know, doing what minds do, and when it is a message, you know, or guidance. And that's a fascinating topic. I hope we can do that later.
Of course, we're going to do it next week.
Love it.
Talk more about that. But you, Mark. I've been watching you for a while. You're very lucky. You're very much in the flow. You have a very easy life too. Do you agree with that?
I would definitely agree with that. I feel blessed every day.
That is your intuitive nature. You are receiving intuitive information. You're not even aware of it, and you're following your guidance, and that's what's doing it for you. But gosh, we have reached our limit. We are at the end of our show. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Deborah Diane sending out so much gratitude to all our listeners tuning in. And if you missed part of the show, you can listen to the archives at consciousrepatterning.com. You got to know how to spell conscious, though. And you can also register for tomorrow's Life Clearing Call. We would love for you to join us. Request a private session or send me an email from my website. So remember to join us next Monday for another round of Intentional Living, where we will be discussing simple techniques for you to open up to your own intuition.
Love it. Love it. And of course, we'll be taking your live calls. We will see you then.
You've been listening to Intentional Living with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information or to schedule a session, visit www.consciousrepatterning.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.